Blog Talk Radio.
Overtime Sports Show coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 17th day of October, 2016. Well, a lot of things happening in the world of sports, but before we get to all of that, we'll try to get to that by the end of the show. But I tell you what, tonight, once again, Linda Van Smith co-hosting, but we have a special guest from High Point University. It's Deanna Hendricks, the head basketball coach at High Point. And you know what? Thanks, Coach, for appearing tonight on the Overtime Sports Show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, it is absolutely an honor and a pleasure to have you on. Now, let's get right into it. Let's talk about, you know, I ask every coach that comes on because I know that the listening audience is really interested. What is your road to High Point? Let's talk about your background and what led you to the head coaching position there at High Point.
Yeah, where to start? I'm still trying to figure it all out, but I'm from Indiana. I went and played college ball at the University of Richmond. And then got down to Jacksonville, was a grad assistant down there for 2 years, and ended up getting promoted to an assistant spot for another 2 years. So I was down there for 4 years. And then a mentor of mine, Jen Hoover, who's now at Wake Forest as their head coach, had taken the head coaching position here at High Point. So, again, she recruited me out of high school. I'd known her for probably 10 years at that point, and it was just an honor to work for her. So that sort of brought me up here. We did pretty well in that first year, and I was lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time to get promoted to head coach.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about your past teams. Let's go from last year's team and bring it forward to 2016. Tell us about last year's team, and then bring it into any new recruits you have coming in this year and the impact players that are really going to make a difference there in the Big South.
Yeah, where to start? We were super, super young last year. So we had seven freshmen and three sophomores last year. And we're sort of in a similar position this year. So we'll have seven sophomores and then three freshmen coming in. So, again, super young. I thought that we competed well. Didn't finish as well as we probably wanted to. But some would call that a rebuild year, which I didn't believe in until last year. So we did okay, but I'm really looking forward to this year. You know, we have Kayla Keys as our captain and our senior leader, who is on track to break a ton of records and probably already has. So she's sort of our leader, Kayla Keys. And then, I mean, I could talk all day about our very young group. On any given day, any of them could step up. So really, really, really excited about this year's team.
Now, one thing that, I found with, college coaches that are in what they call, quote, that rebuilding year, I call it a learning year to learn how to play the game your way. You know, you're bringing them in, they're freshmen.
Right.
They're coming from high school. They were probably the top talent at the high school. And, you know, it's really interesting, and I don't know if you found this to be the case, but you have parents all the time that want to tell high school coaches, well, you're not training my kid for college. Well, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you, as a coach, as a former high school coach, I want to say, which college are you looking at? Because who am I supposed to be training them for? If I train them in the basic fundamentals, then everything is going to, going to work. So would you say it's better to bring in international players or JUCO players or something like that? Now, I know you're not doing that, but do you think that it is good to do that? What's the pros and the cons for that?
Yeah, I think, on any given year, it depends on your team. We've done that. You know, we have a kid from Poland right now on our team. We've brought in junior college kids, depending on the year, if we needed experience. You know, so when you're talking about college game minutes and college game experience, I understand the benefits of bringing in a little bit more experienced of a player. But where we're at right now is we want to bring in, freshmen that are talented, that have a good fundamental base. So when you're talking about getting them prepared for the college game, more than anything, it's probably in the fundamentals of basketball, preparing them for some sort of conditioning aspect of college basketball. But you're never truly prepared coming in as that college freshman. Some are more prepared than others, but it's a whole different pace. It's a whole different game. And until you actually get on the court and play in a game with bigger and stronger and quicker players, you know, you just don't know what that feels like. So, like I said, I was super excited about this year because we had 7 of them go through that last year. And they're a different and complete different player this year just with that experience.
Now, you talk about the bigger, faster, stronger. Now, I know there's some conferences around the world. You know, I look at the MEAC all the time because, I deal with North Carolina Central, and I see the MEAC, and I get a taste of the ACC. I get a taste of the Big Ten, being in the MEAC. And the thing of it is, do you consider the Big South one of those, like, physical conferences are more finesse? Like the ACC, when you come, you don't know exactly what you're going to get because it's depending on what referee you get. That's where it's going to be physical or where it's going to be a finesse.
Right.
In the MEAC, you know it's just going to be, you know, it's time to bury the hatchet, right? You know, like you say, take a hammer and kill a fly, they bury a hatchet right between your eyes. I tell the young ladies all the time, get a mouthpiece because it's going to be that kind of night. is the Big South that way? What kind of conference would you consider it to be?
Yeah, I think when I first got here, you know, 5 years ago, it was more of a finesse guild coming from the Atlantic Sun where it was all athletes. It was definitely a more skilled conference. I think now we've gotten better athletes, just straight up raw athletes. So there's a mix. You know, there's some teams in our conference like a Gardner Webb that's super athletic. And then you have, you know, the Radfords and the UNC Asheville, more of the top of the conferences that have a balance. You know, so they have that slasher that's a wing, that's a bigger guard, that's more physical. But then they also have skilled post players and skilled point guards, and it's just a more balanced conference. So to be quite honest with you, it's probably the most balanced conference that I've been in as far as athleticism and as far as just fundamental skill.
Linda, you have some questions?
I do. Coach Hendricks, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I see that you're known as a great leader and exceptional recruiter, and you're also known for evaluating talent and developing relationships with student-athletes. And you said you had 7 freshmen last year. Now, what is it that you do to develop those relationships, particularly with freshmen?
Yeah, I think it starts in the recruiting process. You know, we spend a lot of time recruiting, and it's not just going to watch them play basketball. You know, it's a lot of time on the phone. It's a lot of time trying to get to know their network and their circle. So the relationships established in the recruiting before they even get here. I think our staff does a pretty good job of, we really pride ourselves off of inviting our kids into the office outside of just being on the court. You know, we can get after them all day and demand a lot from them on the court, but they have to know who we are as people, and we have to know who they are as people off the court. So we spend a ton of time with our kids off the court. I do think we have a younger staff that's able to still relate to our players. And so when you talk about that age gap, which there's very much still an age gap, it's just not as wide. So I think our players can come in and talk to us a little bit more freely and have that respect still established.
Oh, it's an age gap between you and the players. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Just
like, you know,
gap.
If any coaches have. But it's not as big. And we have some – I have a former player on my staff that's just 2 years out. So she's, what, 23? And then I have another young 23-year-old, Haley Yon, on my staff that our players definitely relate to, but also respect. And, all of us are pretty young.
Okay, great. What types of community service is your team doing this season?
We're doing a little bit of everything. We're really trying to get out into the community. That's where I'm probably most excited about where we're going as a program is just getting our name out there and getting our kids out there. So we're in retirement communities. You know, we go over to retirement communities. We're in elementary schools, middle schools. We're going to do a little bit of everything. But we've already established some relationships with the retirement communities and trying to get into some Rotary clubs, a little bit of everything. We actually just did a Alzheimer's walk this past Saturday just to, you know, get the awareness higher in that aspect, losing an icon like Pat Summitt in our game. So it was, you know, used as a teaching tool for our kids. So you'll see us everywhere, hopefully.
Okay, good. Yeah, my grandmother passed away from Alzheimer's, so I know how that can be. Very devastating.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Someone that's quite well, and then they, you know, almost become vegetative. So
right.
I'm glad you
right.
all are doing that. So I hope you have a great season, Coach. And back to you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just sitting here listening to you talking about the age difference. Like, and I can attest to that. Being an old dude like me, I had one of the kids say something to me about there's some rapper or somebody named T.I. or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and when they said that to me, I was like, to me at my age, T.I. means a mini stroke. So you have to be careful how you say things like T.I. to me. I mean, are you kidding me?
I understand.
Yeah. I mean, I look at them now, and I see them. They walk in the gym. They got these what do they call them, iPods, iPhones,
yeah.
And they got the headsets
in.
They're sitting there. Yeah, they're sitting there, and you know, it's almost like, well, I've got to have this to get ready for the game. Well, son, if you got to have some dude with his pants around the crack of his butt singing about something you don't understand what he's saying to get ready for a game, then we don't need you. The only thing that should get you ready for a game is the fact that another human being is coming into your house trying to take something away from you. I mean,
look, we got to teach it too. I'm with you. Whatever works, though, whatever works. You know, you can't mess up their vibe, so you just got to go with whatever vibe that is.
Oh, my coach
yeah,
used to mess, well, see, once again, I'm in the older days. My coach used to mess up my vibe because he'd see your head get smaller as you're running. And you'd run from Murfreesboro, North Carolina to Winton if he got it. And he'd be behind you in a truck. Okay. That's your vibe right there.
Coach, we're from the same area. So.
Is that right?
We went to school together and everything. And I'm telling you, I mean, baseball players, I do some baseball games, and players, for some reason, they'll have to have walk-up music. I mean, if you say their name, like, here's John Doe, and he's got to have his walk-up music playing. They come up and ask
That's
me,
right.
I don't play any music. I refuse it. I don't play any music. They walk up to me and say, Mr. Wood, can we get our walk? No, because the only music that you're supposed to make is when that bat hits that ball and it goes over that wall. That's it. Anything other than that, you're just a waste of space and waste of time. I said, I'm from a different age, son. And if you look at the different age, I'll show you the trophies in my case. What you got? Okay, you got all your music.
Hopefully we'll
be
getting some trophies, too.
Yeah. I just tell them all the time, you got all this music, and y'all got all this stuff to get your vibe on, but you ain't put nothing in the trophy case. So if you're doing the same thing over and over again, if it's not working, y'all must be some crazy some guns. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right.
But anyway.
No, but you know what? That's the thing now. I think music, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, I think music, that's what student athletes do. I mean, they listen to the music, but, you know, the pro players do the same thing.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Also,
it's funny you say that.
Yeah, and they're also
useless
individuals.
That,
yeah. Look at Cam Newton. Cam Newton listens to music. Only thing he hears now is something hit me upside my head. That's all he, the
oh,
only
see?
Thing he's listening to
yeah.
right now.
You see how it's going in right now? Actually, we've played into the game, though. What we do now, we have parts of our practice where we play music and they have to talk over the music. So we're talking about communication and trying to implement some new age stuff. So it's worked so far.
I see.
But trying to use it against them.
I mean, you know, they play music in our gym, and I just have one question. Why? I mean, I understand that at some gym, some places you go, you have to do that, like you said, they play music. But actually, the only noise that you hear when they're playing is actually crowd noise. You don't hear music. So I have to learn to talk over the crowd noise, you know. And so, you know, because the crowd is watching you. Yeah. See, the crowd is watching you play. They're not watching you play instruments. So music is not what they're there for. So I'm the same way with the band. Linda, tell you, I'm the same way with football games when the band plays. I'm like, what? What's that for?
But I was in the band, though, Coach, and I love
the band. Oh, man. No,
yeah,
I love the band, too.
Yeah, I'm hardcore. I'm old school hardcore. I mean, the way I was trained is you put the trophies in the case. Now, when I put the trophy in there, they're going to have a music symbol on top of it. It's going to have a basketball, a football, or a baseball. So I don't care nothing about music. Now, if I was a music teacher, I want music in there, but I ain't no music teacher. So that's just the way I've always been. Well, Coach, let's talk about the other teams in the conference. I know you have some very tough teams in the Big South. You know, yeah. Men's basketball and women's basketball. Let's talk about, you know, and like I say, I ask coaches this question. I usually know what they're going to say because I say the same thing. I ask them, what do they think they're going to realistically finish within the pack? And I've always told every coach I ever coached against is, I know who number one is going to be. I'm going to let you boys worry about 2, 3, 4, and 5. But, you know, so.
I say the same thing.
Yeah, so where do you think you're going to fit in the Big South this season?
Yeah, don't ask me. I hope that any competitor would say one. You know,
that's
any competitor.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, that's what I'm going to say every time. But I do think there are some very competitive teams in our league. The parity across the board is pretty amazing, to be quite honest. Any game that you come to in the Big South on the women's side is going to be competitive. I think Liberty probably has the most respect because they've probably run the conference 15 out of 20 years, if I had to guess. So Liberty is a heavy hitter always. UNC Asheville has actually stepped up. You know, Brenda Mock has done a great job really building that program. And they actually won our league last year. And then Radford, Mike McGuire at Radford is a very good coach. I think he's in his third or fourth year now and has also, you know, changed the structure of that program. So if I had to say the top of the conference today, I would probably say Asheville, Radford, and Liberty. That's probably the toughest competitors. But, again, I mean, throughout the whole conference, it's going to be pretty legit.
Yeah, I tell you, one thing I can say, though, I went to Liberty, I've been to Liberty like the last couple of years, you know, with the teams and stuff. And like I said, I don't agree with anything that school stands for, period. But I will say this, they got some of the best facilities I've ever seen in the country. You know, we went to do softball. I'm like, okay, we're going to the softball field. And then I get there, no. It's a softball stadium. I have never seen anything like that in my life. I didn't want to leave. It impressed me, and that's hard to do. well, now, if I was an athlete, parent, and you have to include the whole package, a parent and a kid, and I was looking for a school to come to, and I was looking at High Point University to come and continue my athletic career. But first of all, before you can get to the athletic career, you have to have that academic career in order.
That's
because
right.
You are a student athlete. And a lot
That's
of young
right.
freshmen coming in don't understand that. They think because they were at the schools, they were adding people, petting them on the back, and, you know, you don't necessarily have to do this test. We got you back. It don't work like that in college, not anymore.
No.
when you get there and you are hit in the face, first night, chapter 1 through 8, I got basketball practice, and your point?
Right,
so,
right.
You
There's
know,
no
it,
doubt.
You know, Yeah, time management. I mean, you know, if you want to be a champion, you have to do everything like a champion. You have to study like a champion. You have to play like a practice first like a champion. Play like a champion. Even go to treatment, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress. Your whole being has to be that way. So what would
That's
you
right.
tell a kid who wants to come to High Point? How would you sell it to them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud to say that our team GPA is a 3.6 today. Yeah, so I'm very proud to say we're a 3.6. So I think once we get the kid on campus, now obviously we do our background because we're not bringing any kid on campus that doesn't have that same mentality that we have right now. You know, the culture is set, it's been built. But once they get on campus and they see how serious our current team is, it sells itself. You know, you're not going to side by, not with these kids, not with these players that we have right now. So everybody's literally running from practice to study hall to classes to tutoring. I mean, we have a lot of kids that are actually tutoring, you know, doing the tutoring. They're not going to tutor, they're doing the tutoring. So they are very, very intense in their academic studies. I think it sells itself once they get on campus. But we obviously don't take mediocre, right now where we are in a program. So, yes, they can be an exceptional athlete, but we've marked a lot of kids off of our list because they just don't cut it academically. They don't cut it as far as character. So we pride ourselves off of really getting the right ambassadors for the university at High Point. So a lot of background research for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally understand that. And a lot of young kids, and young kids, if you're out there listening, and what Coach is talking about character is, you want to get on Facebook, you want to get on Twitter, you want to get on Instagram, Snapchat, and you want to shake your moneymaker. I can assure you that once that goes out, it can't be taken back, and
right,
it will be seen
right
forever. If you don't believe me, ask Donald Trump. Once you say it, it is out there, and you
that's
and people
it
will find it. And don't think these coaches don't do their research and go, you know, that's just one blip on the radar screen. You're absolutely right. It's the one blip that will keep you from an excellent education and an excellent program. So do not act like you done lost your mind. Now,
that's
I know
right
you're young.
That's right.
Yeah, they're young and they want to have fun, but I've never seen where shaking one's booty is that much fun in front of a camera anyway. Is that much fun.
Right.
But once again, it goes back to maybe they're watching that on their phones as they're walking into the gym. I don't know what they're doing with those headphones in. Maybe that's what they're doing. But, you know, Coach, I just want to say good luck to you this season. Hopefully we can have you on the show as the season progresses, as you get into your season. We would love to have you back if you have time, because I know at that point you're busy. You know, you're super
yeah
busy
yeah
before the season starts, but you're really, you
no
know, you're really beyond that once the season really gets going. So we'd love to have you back on the show and talk about your basketball team if you're able to come back.
Oh, I'll make time. I'll definitely make time. I love to talk about these players. I think they're special. So anytime you will allow it, I'll be here. You know, we'll make time. So I really, really appreciate you guys taking the time out to get to know us a little bit better.
Hey, I tell you what, another thing I got to say before I go, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. A few years ago, I worked with a group of kids who were, you know, they need a little help. I'm not going to call them special needs, because it's not anything special they needed but love and attention. Okay, but I worked with
that's
some
right
kids that needed just a little bit of help to get over. And I wrote a letter to High Point to see if we could bring them to a basketball game there. And High Point University graciously allowed us to come and bring the kids. They met the kids. They gave them pizza. They got to talk to the players. They got to talk to the
yeah
AD. They got to talk to several people. And our kids, when they got back, now our kids aren't the kind of kids that write letters and really show a lot of positive emotion, because they haven't had a lot of it given to them. But they actually took it on as a, they asked their teacher in their classes they were taking if they could help them, or the teacher would help them write a letter back
is
to
that right
High Point. Yes, stating how much they enjoyed that. I saw a smile on every one of those kids' faces that night. and it was just the most unbelievable experience I've been through. And that's why, you know, I got in contact with High Point to talk to you about, you know, High Point Athletics, because it's near and dear to my heart what your school did for my kids.
We'll bring them back. Bring them back. Bring
well,
them back.
I don't,
you
I don't
know.
I don't work with them anymore. These kids now are grown, and a lot of them, and I'm
okay
telling you, now here's the thing that really, really was interesting about that. A lot of kids, you know, in life there's sometimes things that trigger things in people to say, I can do better, or I want better,
right,
or I need to do better. And
right
something triggered in about three or four of those kids that night. And I can tell you right now, now you can't save them all. Some of them are going to fall through the cracks and get into the judicial system and all. But I can tell you right now, those three or four kids, and I wish I could name them, but I can't because legal things. But
right
one of them went on and graduated. He went to community college and got his associate in business. And he went on to be the general manager of a grocery store in a grocery store chain. The other
oh
one
wow
got married, went on to become a mechanic, and he's a very good mechanic. He makes very good money. Matter of fact, I wish I knew how to do it so I could make the money he's making. But, you know, he's making very good money. And the other two went on to finish associate's degrees and went on to various things. And, like, one of them even got a chance to get into the military and did. And it seems like
oh, wow
all of it stemmed from what that university showed these kids that night. Because after
that's
that
awesome
night, it was just like they were totally different kids. They really were.
Right, right.
And I can't say enough about that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm really happy to hear all that. You know, sometimes you don't know better until you see better. You know, you can't do better until you know better. So
yep.
Any other kids around there that you have hanging around, come meet our kids, because I'm telling you, I think they have the ability to definitely spark something in anybody. So share the word.
Yeah, that,
we would love to do it again.
I tell you what, that just really, you know, I was like, I was so amazed. It really touched my heart for all these years. I wanted a format to say it to, you know, at least a representative of that university. And I just want to say thank you so much for what they did for those young people that night. It was an awesome experience. Heck, I enjoyed myself. And they even won the game that night. So, It was an awesome experience. Well, Coach, thank you so much for appearing on the Overtown Sports Show, and we will get you back on as soon as we can.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I would love to do it. You guys have a good night.
All right. All again, have a good season, Coach.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was head basketball coach Deanna Hendricks, the head basketball women's basketball coach at High Point University in High Point, North Carolina, the furniture capital of the world. Well, that kind of wraps it up tonight. We're going to take a little bit of a hiatus because I will be on the road for about the next week or so. But anyway, we'll be back on Monday night, and look at our website for the guest that will be on Monday night. But until then, goodbye, everybody.
All right, take care.